Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Super Saturday 2024. I'm Matt Zivich of Big Z College Hoops Central. Sorry I couldn't be around for the regional round, the Sweet 16, because I was going through some rather difficult circumstances in my life, and I was a little bit under the weather, and I had a sore throat at the same time, so just so glad to get back to close to full strength, and just in time, too. But anyway, first off, I just wanted to take a moment to pause and give all of our thoughts and prayers to everybody in New England because of that 4.8 magnitude earthquake yesterday morning, Friday morning. It was centered in Lebanon, New Jersey, about 50 miles west of Midtown Manhattan. It was impacted as far north as Connecticut and as far south as Baltimore, and even all the way out toward the big blizzard community a couple months back in Buffalo, New York. So we'll just hope that everybody can stay safe and just make sure that all your houses and structures did not suffer any kind of cracks or other sizable visible damage. Having lived through one myself way back in June 1986, I never felt it. Just like a normal day to me. But it actually occurred early at night. So, in a way, it was a good thing I missed it. But a lot of people that were up in high-rises, they definitely felt it for sure. A lot of swing of liquor bottles. Thankfully, they didn't crack. So, they got lucky in one respect, at least. With that out of the way, let's talk Final Four briefly here, because I know I was going to do this podcast on Thursday, but life got in the way. First game, 6:09 Eastern Time. It'll be two teams that have not tasted the Final Four since the Atari video game system was the hot item of the day. The North Carolina State Wolfpack, the 11th seed, 9 wins and 9 elimination games. This after they lost 4 of 6 to end the regular season. Michael O'Connell's three-pointer to tie the game against Virginia in descended overtime was their turning point. Unlike 1983, where Jimmy Valvano's crew, the Cardiac Kids of 1983, had to survive missed shot after missed shot after missed shot just to get a chance to get to the Final Four, and then upstaging a rather underdog Georgia team at the Pit in Albuquerque, New Mexico, before, of course, the ultimate underdog took down Phi Slamma Jamma, led by Akeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler, and a bunch of great ball players from the Houston Cougars, were the number one team the entire season. But that was then. This is now. According to BetMGM, they are a 9.5-point favorites, and the line basically has stayed the same all week long. And the reason why? Zach Edey, the Big Maple, college basketball's two-time player of the year, which the AP formally announced on Friday afternoon. The first player to repeat since another outstanding center from that era of the 80s, Ralph Sampson in Virginia. One major play away from reaching the Final Four himself in 1983. He won it 3 straight years. 81, 82, and 83. And that may not be tied based on this, you know, era of one and done and all these endless transfer portal moves. Back then, of course, the players stuck around for 3 or 4 years, just like the women are doing today. I'll hope to have some brief thoughts on the women's Final Four toward the end of this pod. The second game, at a little around 8:50 or so approximate time, 5:50 on the West Coast, it will be the defending champion UConn Huskies against the football-minded Alabama Crimson Tide. The line is 11.5 points in terms of the favorites. And just a lot of interesting things that are going to be happening. So just looking forward to seeing how this is all going to play out. But it's going to be wild to see how these games take on interesting meaning. But of course, you got the big man. That's what's going to be the story of this tournament. Zach Edey, DJ Burns. What a matchup that's going to be in game one. And then, of course, the outstanding play of Mark Sears, Steven, and Grant Nelson, and all those great players, and Aaron Estrada against all the likes of Donovan Klingon. Kling Kong, as he's nicknamed. Steven Castle, Tristan Newton, and a bunch of guys have just stepped up and played their roles and have set that new tournament record, 10 straight double-digit wins. But I think, as I watch this team, they kind of remind me a lot of the 1991 UNLV Running Rebels. In America, everybody outside of Vegas hated that team. I hated them so much during those 2 years. But once Dukem tripped them up at the old Hoosier Dome in downtown Indianapolis, that's when the tenor changed. That's when, you know, when Duke had formally arrived and they became the new villains and UNLV basically became just a little puny minor mid-major school. But that's usually how things go. History goes in cycles. But for Alabama, this is new territory for them. Mostly an afterthought for 20 years, and they got to the Elite Eight. And, of course, multiple NBA champion Robert Horry, great NBA player in his own right, couldn't get there. They always were stopped at the Sweet 16. So it's just going to be quite a wild thing as we get ready for these games here. But I have a brief special guest. Yes. It's not a major celeb by any means. Joining me today on the Big Z College Hoops podcast is one of those distant, interesting folksy guys from the South. It's Jed Smith V joining us on the line. Jed, welcome aboard to the podcast as we're less than 2 hours away from the Final Four. How's it going down there? Well, it's been really good, and it's been a hot minute, you know, when I was making sure I didn't go mutton today. Well, really, I don't know how that could be, because, you know, I've noticed that it's usually, you know, you have to have a good large, you know, Ford pickup truck or ATV, four-wheeler, and a lot of mud around. So there you go. And, of course, it's just a lot of big risk. But what do you think about this Crimson Tide team?
Well, Matt, I'm sure it's going to be hopefully an interesting game today. And Nate Oates, man, he's a great coach.
Oh, yeah, I like his style of play because he kind of reminds me, you know, a lot of, I think just like what Gene Katie used to do for Purdue.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, they could spread the court, get inside the lane for some easy layups. But the way they dominated in that second half against Clemson down in Lipstick City, L.A., really opened up a lot of eyes to the world. But they really came of age in that Sweet 16 game, tripping up R.J. Davis, Armando Bacot in that great North Carolina Tar Heels outfit by two. And in looking back also, look back at the round before in Spokane, the upstart Grand Canyon Antelopes, Bryce Drew, the Valparaiso folk hero from 1998. I can still remember it to this day. And they came within a couple of possessions of tripping up the Crimson Tide. But they're not really acting like a four seed. I think they're more like a two or three. But tell that to people in Illinois because they got smoked by a 30-0 run.
Yes, just like those old football games. Well, never forget the week one matchups in Nick Saban's time when it was like 73-6. Well, I don't have to worry about that anymore with Kalen DeBeer. Yep, there'll be a new era, that's for sure.
Yeah, wait till we get to the fall. You know, you got Texas and Oklahoma coming into the SEC. And, you know, you got all those old West Coast schools going out to the Big Ten with the two super conferences and Washington, Seattle, Oregon. And, of course, the two L.A. schools that don't like each other, USC and UCLA. There are going to be some big time battles, that's for sure. And just wanted to make sure that hopefully it'll be an interesting game, but the way I see it, Jed, they're going to have to at least hit 17 or 18 threes. And being in that, you know, huge NFL stadium down in State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, it's going to be a tall order. But if you extend Klingon out toward the ends of the paint, don't get him feasting inside like Edie might be doing with Purdue. I just think it's going to be game over too early. So, and I already said the spreads at the top of the podcast if you didn't hear. But it's going to be there. Everybody's predicting it's going to be a clash. So it's going to be basically a runaway to the title game on Monday night. So just wanted to make sure I leave a little special tip for you because, you know, those things, because especially reminding of North Carolina State. The Athletic this week, earlier this week, had a picture of the grave of Jim Valvano, the always celebrated and jovial coach from that 1983 championship team, where he joked in some hotel ballroom, and that was where the press conference was back then, and he would say that if we didn't take the free, you know, didn't take those certain free throws, we wouldn't be shooting until Tuesday night. So, yep, and then Houston basically choked. But, of course, the other fact that, you know, if you notice my Final Four blog at 40 minutes, the Final Four preview blog at F-O-R-T-Y, minutes of hoopsfun.wordpress.com, I noted that one big fact in this country, MASH, the series finale on CBS, which was a Monday night mainstay for over a decade, had the highest ratings, higher than that year's Super Bowl 17, with the Hogs and John Riggins and Washington beating the Killer Bees in Miami down at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. Now, what you trying to tell me, man? Just not like the old Beverly Hillbilly shows. Well, don't worry about that, man. You can always stay fed of those things, and there's no means of having no extra crude oil, you know, because oil's now like $87 a barrel. And don't worry, there's no black gold or Texas tea here, that's for sure. Instead, you're going to have lots of bejewels and hopefully a lot of good Lana Del Rey LPs to listen to. So I hope you'll have some fun with that as I try to spread the good word of indie rock and indie pop as well. I hope you like it. Well, I'll give it a try sometime and probably give me something to do before we get to September. Well, at the very least, Jed, I got to hand it to you one thing. Now you're getting a chance to finally learn a new sport, a different sport, that is, because every time I keep hearing about the SEC, it's always football by day, football by night, football when I sleep, football when you drink, and football when you're out to the swimming pool. So that's basically all it is. 24/7, 365. I can't wrap my hand around it. You can't wrap my head around it, you know? And you know, that's the way we are born and having fun with. And that's, you know, it's kind of irate. You know, we feel like it's, we should win every year. And I don't know why that is the case. Yep, CFP, man. College football playoff. But at the very least, I felt really cool about it last week, you know, when Nate Oates was saying, this is not the Rose Bowl. This is the basketball Rose Bowl. Tell that to the people of Clemson, because as I was speaking now, they had, or they're having, as we speak, their spring practice. And I'm sure their people would have gone, you know, they would have thrown a fit had Clemson been in the Final Four this evening. That's for sure. Wouldn't that been the case if Alabama had their spring practice today? Well, I'm sure that would be a whole different thing. But, you know, it kind of reminds me a little bit, you know, with that great Billboard hit of 1983, sung by the Police, and he gets right to the opening verse. Every breath you take, and every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you. Every single day, and every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, I'll be watching you. That's what it feels like to me. Personally, if I had to pull back the curtain a little bit, it would be the 1 year, if we could save a chunk of our life savings get a time machine, invest in a time machine, that would be the 1 year I would definitely go back to. Back to the days when the arcade games were hopping all over the place. Shopping malls were full of people. And of course, you always had those great young cable stars from Nickelodeon when it was a Canadian slapstick show called You Can't Do That on Television. A lot of those skits would not fly today, sadly. But the only one I would like, of course, is always Blips Arcade. And it was spelled A-R-K-A-I-D. And some 75-year-old owner would basically be saying, the noise of the plopping quarters. That was his laugh back in the day. And of course, sometimes in this world, Jed, it feels like we're in the opposite skits, you know, where the opposite to real life really happens. I feel like we've been brainwashed with that thanks to all these, you know, outlets on cable. But I'm not going to go there because this is not a political blog. This is a sports blog. Gosh darn it. So just hope everything will be great. And hopefully, Jed, are you still there, buddy? Yeah, I'm still here. Well, unfortunately, I got some weird phone call on the line, but it was just some scam call, basically. It's just, you know, all these political action committees, they always love to send those crank calls, you know, trying to convince somebody to say, vote for me come November. I hate that junk. I don't know what I know about that. Well, I gotta be fixing to getting back to the that big city living we call Montgomery or Birmingham. So maybe I'll get on it and maybe do it in a few hours. But I'll be probably fixing to the fun stuff. Yeah, good luck, my man. I hope everything works out. And in the great words of my Uncle Nick, which I unfortunately, he died during COVID, but he didn't have the virus, thank gosh. He died just before my birthday in 2020. He would always call me, you know, every so often. He would say, Big Z, internet entrepreneur. So he would introduce me on the phones. I'll still never forget that. But one of the last things I told him about was the way Popeye the Sailor, you know, the good old cartoons, and the way he'd always, grab that spinach can. And ironically, you could see it in the store or grocery stores. Popeye's spinach. So, yeah, but I always prefer my stuff frozen, so it's always a better taste, and it's good for you health-wise. So just a little friendly health tip for you from all your good friends at Big Z's Fun Network. All right, so how do you see this second semifinal? Because either are you on pins and needles, or are you just going to say, heck with it, let's see where the chips fall? Well, Matt, I think it'll hopefully be an interesting game, but it's going to be a tall order tonight. But I'm sure hopefully it'll be a competitive game, and we'll have to see when the cows come back and all those lovely chickens, and hopefully by the next day we'll hope to have some fun before the solar eclipse on Monday. Yes, I've been hearing about that all on the networks this whole week. Solar eclipse this, solar eclipse that. Yep, and just like 2017... I'm going to sit this one out, so I'll just try to hang around and look forward to doing my national championship preview in the simplest of terms. Going back to the days when it was Brent Musburger, Irv Cross, Phyllis George, and later Jimmy the Greek Snyder, when they would always do their picks on a board. It was like an electronic switchboard, and they would have on both ends the teams and simple check marks by offense, defense, special teams, running, field goal kicking, and other special tips. And they also had intangibles. So that's one of those categories I might have to explain a little bit in my blog on Monday afternoon. So look forward to that, my friend. And hopefully we'll get the chance to see what you're going to be up to when we get to September and the kickoff to another rather interesting football season. Yeah, can't wait for kickoff, my man, and hope you have a great day. Oh, yes, I will, Jed, and there's one more thing before I go. I predict, boldly predict, that by the time this decade is out, both the SEC, Southeastern Conference, and the Big Ten will break away from the NCAA and have their own Super League, like NFL Lite, NFL Junior. So the way they can always think about it like conferences. the SEC, like the AFC, are going back to the 60s with the renegades of the American Football League. The Big Ten, staunch, rich tradition, academically inclined, AAU membership required, and nice brains and student athletes ready to take on the world. That is the Big Ten. Now going from sea to shining sea, cross the river into Piscataway, New Jersey, all the way out to Lipstick City and all those glitz and glamour that is known as Los Angeles. Seattle and that great Space Needle and a lot of great fish to eat. And then, of course, Phil Knight's baby, Nike, all the way out 2 hours through wooded trees and fir. 2 hours, you know, by bus to Eugene in the ugliest uniforms outside of the athletics baseball team. And, of course, if you might have heard on Thursday, as I let you go here, Jet, well, it's been nice talking to you, man. Have fun with the games tonight. And go Tide. Roll Tide. Yeah, I hope it works out, man. If they can keep it close, they might have a chance. That's what Duke did in 1991. Go back on YouTube and see the exciting finish. It was a hair-raising experience, and I can still remember it to this day. Have a great day. Take care, my friend. Yep. All right, Jed, go ahead and have fun, and I hope you have a great time tonight. As I sign off here in the good, suddenly still chilly Midwest, in the hopes that spring will eventually break out at some point, all thanks to climate change, one interesting fact I noted in the statistics, Alabama, when they score at least 89 points, are 19-1 this season. But one loss was to Kentucky when they scored over 115 points. So if UConn, if they can slow down the pace a little bit and just try to keep UConn from hitting, you know, keeping them risking shooting a bunch of outside jumpers, they just might have a chance. But let's see how the games play out. Now for the women's side. South Carolina, boy, they just blew out the Wolfpack in the second half. Wasn't even close as expected. But I do have a small bone to pick about UConn and Iowa. UConn was in control of that game, no question. Even with five players injured. But Paige Beckers, the 2021 Player of the Year, she did her best to keep those Huskies stay and keep trying to end the great transcendent career of one Caitlin Clark. But she did more than just passing. She managed to at least get three triples. And, of course, Hannah Stokey, what a force she was inside the paint. But everybody's going to be talking about forever that illegal screen. 3 seconds left. Gabby Marshall in the lane. Took a cheap shot from Elijah Edwards. The rest is history. So, as everybody in the country, in the world practically, has their dream matchup 1 year in the making. Last year, it was of Angel Reese and LSU in the championship game. 9.9 million viewers. If you listen to the sports media podcast earlier this week with Richard Deitch, Austin Karp of the Sports Business Journal and John Lewis of Sports Media Watch predict that possibly we could see 16 or 17 million viewers on Sunday afternoon. I think it might be even bigger than that. So, but of course, in the back of my mind, if the women outrate the men, this is going to be their transcendent moment, just like 1979 was with Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, Michigan State over Indiana State. 25.1 rating on NBC. You're never going to see that again, I can guarantee you that. Oh, how the world has changed since the early 80s. I wish I could go back to that time and just soak it all in and play arcade games all day and then go out with my grandfather and head off to some great body of water and catch some lake perch and fried smelts and orange roughy. Great fish, if you ever ask me, but so expensive, you know what I mean? But anyway, got to take care of your body, you know, got to stay healthy, because the only way we can get around to things and try to have those nice, long, healthy, and productive lives that everybody should be in. And hopefully we can earn a lot of money in the process. you know, NIL, baby. That's what it's all about. All right, so take care, and I'll have to sign off for now because I realize tip-off's less than 90 minutes away. I was hoping to have more time, but the last couple of days have been so hectic for me. I apologize for that. So thank you again for listening, everybody. Remember to please subscribe, rate, and review. And I'll look forward to hopefully talking to you guys on Monday night, right after we all have to go through the annual rendition of the 1987 David Barrett classic called One Shining Moment, the sappy, corny song that's been playing ever since Indiana knocked out Syracuse for their fifth and last national championship. We'll see you then. Enjoy the games tonight. And we'll see what South Carolina and Iowa brings on Sunday in Caitlin Clark's final game in an Iowa Hawkeyes uniform as college basketball's all-time leading scorer. And I feel that record will never be broken. Sorry, Juju Watkins, but you'll become a good star over the next 3 years, as long as you stick around in the new Big Ten. Take care, everybody, and I'll see you all on Monday night. Enjoy the games, everyone.